Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
It's Stephanie Klett. She's with Visit Lake Geneva. You have your restaurant week coming up. I love that it is so separated from other restaurant weeks. Stephanie, why does it happen in April?
Well, it happens in April because that is when marzipan is the best.
Ah, she knows marzipan.
It is marzipan.
I know. You know, it's just my least favorite kind of sugar confection or whatever. I'm a chocolate person, and I love that you can make those beautiful little, you know, fake apples or oranges or lemons out of them. But, yeah, and I looked at it and I thought, oh, am I saying that right?
No, you are saying it right, and I'm so proud of you. You know you're culinary.
Yeah. I call myself just a at-home cook, but I like to go to restaurants. I like to experience what fine chefs create, because it's stuff that I can't pull it off in my own kitchen. So where do people go, first of all, to find out information? Because I know it's coming up in April and you're going to tell us about some of the restaurants, but I'm sure you have a website, right?
Oh, absolutely. And it's visitlakegeneva.com. But coming up, it's April 19th through the 27th. But we want you to know about it in advance, because make it a getaway. You're going to want to try many restaurants. And I've got to say, this lineup of restaurants for this year's Lake Geneva Restaurant Week is probably the best I've ever seen. And that's because the diversity of it it's insane. Over the last decade and a half, Lake Geneva and the region surrounding us has really become a culinary destination. And it's because our geographical location, we really had to step up what we were doing. We are close to Chicago, we're close to Milwaukee, and we're close to Madison. And those are all culinary destinations. So there has been a transformation in the culinary scene here like I've never seen. And so one of the places that you can go to during restaurant week is right on the main street, downtown Lake Geneva, called Sopra. And the executive chef is a guy named Simon Cumming. He was born and got his training in Dublin, was a chef in London, Tokyo, Portland, then Chicago. And then he decided, I have enough money now to create the restaurant I always have wanted to do in Lake Geneva.
Yeah.
So when you step into it, it just feels like this cool, hip space. And he does everything from scallops to python, which is the dish I tried during last year's
restaurant. Wait a second. Did you say python as in the snake?
Python as in the snake, and it does not taste like chicken.
You knew that was like coming.
Yeah. So wow. Our restaurant week really gives you the opportunity to try things you never would and to try that restaurant that you've always wanted to go to.
Absolutely. And you're right. You are in the center of some great cities with great food. But I think that also means that some of those chefs that are burnt out on city life and just want to be on the lake and in a beautiful community, they're going to start setting up shop there. And as you just said, they have. What does Sopra mean? What does it stand for?
You know what, that is a great question, and I've been there 10 times, and I've never asked that question, which is why you do what you do. I'm going to ask them that tonight.
Oh, but good.
You said something that is right on the money, that sometimes they get burnt out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everybody's heard of the Grand Geneva Resort.
Right.
Here in Lake Geneva. But during restaurant week, they have one of my favorite restaurants in the state called Ristorante Brasago. And, I mean, it is the creme de la creme of food. And their executive chef is named Jonathan Gutierrez. He was a well-known chef in Mexico City. And once he and his wife got married, they started a family. He really just wanted a more peaceful life.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to own a couple acres of land. And so he made the move from Mexico City, where he was a star, to Lake Geneva. And so if you go to visitlakegeneva.com, not only will you see all the participating restaurants, But over the next few weeks, we'll be putting up the different chef profiles because they do come from all over the world. And we do have a lot of folks from the Chicago area that end up in Lake Geneva. And their stories are fascinating, how they came to be. And it's just kind of adventurous. And once you get to know the culinary scene here, you'll be hooked.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you said make it a destination, make it a weekend stay, I think that is so important because I don't want to leave Lake Geneva when I come. I want to get an Airbnb I want to stay at the resort. I don't want to leave. I want to have dinner, hang out the next day. And what I love about Geneva, Lake Geneva Restaurant Week, is I see they're also participating for breakfast.
They are. And we have some seriously cool breakfast places. One's called Egg Harbor Cafe, and I believe there's a couple Egg Harbor Cafes now in Illinois.
There are.
So you're going to get that breakfast with a twist, but we also have Simple Restaurants, and Simple was created by a guy who was a former mayor of Lake Geneva who wanted simple ingredients. You know, he wanted it all farm to table. And so you're going to have great breakfast places. You'll have places that do a three-course lunch and a three-course dinner. Each restaurant does it their own way with their own twist. So nothing is set. Like, we don't say to every restaurant, all right, you have to have a cheeseburger. You know, they try to outdo each other and create something truly unique.
And so the price point is different because it's so different what each restaurant is serving.
It is, right. And it depends, you know, we've got the exquisite dining. We've got the casual dining. We've got the down-home diner dining. So part of that factors in. But a lot of folks want to give you a really good deal because they know that they're going to get new people and they want to hook them in. So that's what I like is, for me, it's, you know, 9 days of just getting some of the best deals of the year. And if I didn't tell you, it's also dining with a cause.
Oh, I like that. So what are you benefiting? How are you helping?
Well, so with each meal that you go out, you know, not, aside from the great food, you're going to help a great cause. So when they bring you your check, they'll also bring you a ballot. And on this ballot, it lists all of these different charities throughout the Lake Geneva region. And it's everything from food pantries to diaper banks to, I'm just music to the arts.
I love that.
Yerkes Observatory, science. And so there are QR codes so you can research the charities and then you vote for your favorite. And because of Tito has a little place on the lake, they're giving us $10,000, so four charities will get $2,500 each. So you get a great meal, and you're going to help somebody out.
Thank you so much for joining us, Stephanie. I can't wait to visit. So visit LakeGeneva.com, right?
You got it.
All right.